Dead in Hip Hop, man, we try to take over the world. So we got a partnership with All Def Digital to bring you guys these iconic album reviews. Not classic. That's for the Patreons, but we got the iconic album reviews for All Def Digital, man.
And finally, a dance I could do. But I was like, I don't want to hear none of this bullshit Biggie shit. Yeah. So no, I dismissed Biggie for at least a good year.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you once said, like, I don't want to hear this Biggie shit. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that, like,
this is an iconic album.
It wasn't just me, believe it.
No, I know.
It was a crew of us.
That's
like,
what I, yeah.
No,
I believe it.
No, wow. It's on the radio. We're not trying to hear this shit.
Yeah. So what made this album important, I guess, like to you, like what made it important in your opinion?
I rewatched our review, mm-hmm. and for me, you know, like I always say, like I got to hip hop late, and this album was the last album, the last Biggie album I listened to, because I kind of went backwards, you know. So for me, at the time, it didn't necessarily have any importance, but today, mm-hmm. when I look back at it and what I think that it did for hip hop, it was that it gave birth to commercial hip hop.
You know, like recent time I listened to it, I'm like, damn, okay, it's called Ready to Die. The last track is freaking Suicidal Thoughts. I almost feel like, is it like a concept of him being ready to die and commit suicide on himself? Because, you know, it's a lot of darkness on this album, you know, and him talking about, you know, coming out the street life and moms having cancer and stuff and possibly dying and, you know, just all types of in and outs that he was going through. And I just feel like life was overbearing Biggie, and that's what ended up being Suicidal Thoughts, was still like one of the like best tracks on the damn album. But yeah, it, like, as I, you know, just listened to it, not I listened to it recently, but just like just thinking back, like, damn, was this like a set? Like, was this a concept album and we just didn't know it?
I think there's a point to what Rod is saying. Like, the way that he was rhyming at the time was so different that it just completely changed the way people approach rhyming. Right.
Was it that different?
It was from an Eric B. and Rakim.
Okay, but you're different from what then? So what are we talking about? Because was Biggie really rapping that differently than G-Rap was? If you really think about on a flow level,
no, and I've said
exactly.
That plenty of times.
So,
but there was, I guess what I'm saying is, to Rod's point, I think there's something to the way Biggie sounds. Maybe right. The sound of his voice, maybe the way he
his inflections and all and stuff that. Like it's, that. Just, it's just different from
made a made him a little bit. And but again, I guess it goes back to the production.
Yeah,
combined with the production, it just sounds way more accessible than a Kool G Rap would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of the production,
right,
but it's not the rapping.
Yeah.
If you took G Rap and gave him these Easy Mo B beats, fuck, it would have sounded amazing. But G-Rap was not that type of rapper. He was like, I don't want those kind
but
of
to
beats.
To say 80, 80's a little high for me. Like, to say 75. That 80.
To me, like, Diddy obviously had the formula because he created the formula. And he had a lot of other rappers that he could never recreate the success that he had with Biggie. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the reason? And obviously, even though he may not have signed other artists to Bad Boy, he still collaborated with a whole bunch of other artists. And I don't ever think that he was able to really recreate the synergy he had with Biggie. These songs in Biggie's career, like, I don't think Diddy has ever had anything close to it.
But you also have to recognize the beef, the East Coast, West Coast beef.
Oh,
helped
yeah.
escalate. Like, it brought a visibility to that mm-hmm. you know, most people outside of hip hop wouldn't know about.
And it made Biggie a martyr.
And I guess the last thing I'll say, when you listen to this album and you think about, like, the cultural impact, I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying, like, the lines on here that just have become part of our mm-hmm. everyday conversation. Mm-hmm. We need to make a point. You know, you get your friends, I get my friends, you know, or you call your crew, I get my crew. You know, just all of that theme and slow singing, flower bringing. If my burger look along.